Okay, today's daf is Vachem daf Ayin Tes, and today's shir again is sponsored L'Refuah Shalema, Tinok ben Rachel Esther and Eliot Svi Halevi ben Malka L'Refuah Shalema. So we are on Ayin Ches Amabez. A couple lines up at the bottom, Viraminhi. We got into the Mishnah yesterday and 2 days ago's daf relating to the sugya of Rowan. Rowan, are we allowed to view one liquid as if it is another liquid in terms of its color? And that might affect the halacha of the item that is under discussion. So the Mishnah spoke about blood, right? Of dam that's nisari b'mayim. So it depends if it has still looks like blood, then he can still use it. That's what the Mishnah said. Then what happens if it gets mixed up with wine? Blood and wine, they're both a dark color. So you view the wine, the Mishnah says, Rowan oso, you view the wine, ki'ilu humayim, as if it would be water, and then try to figure out if the blood would still have the color of blood, then you would be able to use it, and if not, not. Same thing says the Mishnah, Nisari bedam behema o bedam hachaya, right? You view it as if it is mayim, that is, though, argued on. That was Rabbi Yehuda, Shita, Ein Dam, Avatal Dam. That's the machlokas about Min Bemino, Lo Batal. That was the third line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah then continue. What if it's Nisariv with Dam Pasol, Yishafech La'ama, Bedam Tamsis, Yishafech La'ama, and Rabbi Lezer is Machshir. So that's how the Gemara got into various discussions of Rowan. So we ended up saying maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, whether we view certain liquids, ki'ilu they are other liquids in terms of their possiling effect on the mixture. So now let us start with Viramini. Right, we just spoke about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the Shita of Rowan, as we saw in the Mishnah. But Viramini, I'll ask you a question. Deli shehu male rokin vihit bilo ki'ilu lo tafal. A pail which has rope, which has spittle, which has saliva in it, which is sticky, which is thick. So that is cannot just be put into the mikvah and apply the principle that we know we have elsewhere of hashaka. We have a little water and it connects to the mikvah water. So then through the principle of hashaka, of the waters kissing each other, we would say that the tahara is okay, is effective, but here, because it is a rope, so it is thick, and because it is thick, so it doesn't come off easily, as Rashi says here. Rashi says, rok avhu v'chotzeitz b'fnei hamayim, v'eino batel b'mayim. And Rashi adds, umali lav dafka, it doesn't have to be full of rok, it's lav dafka that it's mali, just a little bit also. Ella, but since it says male me raglayim, and the next line, so that is why it says male here too. But again, a dili that has some roke, and if it tvilu ki'ilu lo taval, it's ki'ilu, the tvila did not take place. That line is not the one that is crucial for us. Just Derech Agav, it seems to me that this is a Mishnah in Meseches Mikvos, as it says on the sign. If you look at the Meseches Shas, Mikvos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav Ayin Shav Baharash. If you look there, it's not exactly a Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say exactly these words. It seems to be a brisa that's similar to the Mishnah. The Mishnah there does not have the word Deli. The Mishnah there has the word Kli. The Mishnah there says, Kli Shehu Male Mashkin Vihit Bilo Ki'ilu Lo Taval. And our Mishnah has Deli Shehu Male Roke. So the Melech Shlomo there in the Mishnah talks about that, you know, must be a brisa, not exactly a Mishnah, and then he quotes a couple of Gersos. That's just the Haris. So it's not exactly, it doesn't say Tznan here, but on the side it says Mikvos, but Pashas is a brisa that's related to that Mishnah. So again, so Adili, you have a pail that has some spittle in it, so then the tefillah is not going to work, because it's very thick. Mei raglayim, but if one has urine in the pail, rowan oso kilu heimayim. So then, you apply the principle of rowan, right? Rowan, mei raglayim, the Mefarshim explained, is a suk of mayim. It's water, it's mostly water, but it's a little bit different, but you could view the mei raglayim ki'ilu, Ki'ilu is mayim, and therefore, as Rashi says, afal pi shemar'ehen chaluk mixas mimarishar mayim, even though it's a little bit different in its appearance than other water is fully clear, and the meraglayim is not, still, kiva de mayim, de min mayim hein, since it is a type of water, lo ba'i ruba livetule. You don't need a rove to be mevatel el roano, so you just view it. If it still looks like water, so then it can still be nechshav water, and one can use it for mikvah, and it would be bata. Good. Mutter b'tam hashaka. Third line, male mechatas, achiyirbu hamayim al mechatas. What if you have, in the pail, you have mechatas water that's going to be used for the paraduma, you have the ashes of the paraduma in the liquid, mayim chayim al keli, so if that's in the pail, so then Rashi explains, that is an afatuma, as we know. The paraduma is a chok, according to many, because of the power of mitar es hatumeim and mitame es hatahorim. It's mitame, it's an avatuma, and that makes it very chashuv, and therefore it's not going to be batal unless you have a rov. So that's the ache yirbu hamayim al mei chata. So now, the Gemara is diak. Manshah is played to Isli Roin, who says the principle of Roin that we have in the middle line, the Meraglayim line, Roin, you view it, Kilu Imayim, who is that Shita? We know that's the Shita of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, he says you could view it as if it's not the same color as it is. It's Kilu Imayim, and then you have to figure out whether what the appearance is going to be, Viktani, and the very next line though in the Brisa says, the Sagile Beruba, that it's enough to have a robe. Why shouldn't you need enough water to be mevato the color of the mechatas, if the mechatas was red wine, was yayin adom, right? Why is rove enough? Why don't you say roin lahachmir in this case that you would need even more than rove? Right? It could be that if there's a miyat, it still would not look like water. So that's the kasha. We hold the roin. Why don't we say roin in the both lines of this brisa? Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Lo kasha is not a problem. It's a machlokas. Hadidei hadarabe. The brisa / mishnah imikvos is Rabbi Yehuda's own shita, and hadarabe the other line is the one that says purely the rowan, that is his Rabbi shita, as we're about to see. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Gamliel. Ein dam mevatel dam, ein rok mevatel rok, ein maraglaim mevatelin me raglaim. You don't just say bittel takes place, you would say the principle of roin, and that's the chilik between the different sources. That which we said lao, see Rashi has had ditznan lael, roin oso kiluhu yayin adom, that we had earlier in the brisa from yesterday's daf. So that is the shita of his Rebbe. That's the shita of Rabbi Gamliel, who de machmir bebittel, just like he's machmir by the others. That's his Rebbe. So it is a machlokas tanon. But again, here Rabbi Yehuda adds in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, ein dam avatal dam, as we saw in the Mishnah, min bemino lo batel, ein rok avatal rok, and ein maraglayim mevatel me raglayim. Rok tahar being mevatel rok hazav, as Rashi explains, what type of rok are you looking for to be mevatel, and meraglayim tahorim to be mevatel meraglayim of hazav. As we know, those are the ma'ayanos of hazav, which Ben Shem will talk about a little bit later also on Amud Beis, that not only is a zav, a man who has an emission that makes him tamei, a zava, not only is he or she tamei avatoma, but also the liquids that come out of them are also avatoma, and those are called the ma'ayanos of the zav, and that's what the Brisa here is talking about in terms of bittul taking place. Good. Rava Amar. Rava says, really, you don't have to say it's a machlokas. Really, you could say it's one tana, and he holds like it's Rebbe, and usually you say Rowan. Why in the last line here about mechatas would we say that all you need is rov? All you need is rov. You don't need the amount that it would look like, and then it would be mevutal the color. Rav Amar bidli shetocho tahar v'gabo tamei askinan. The dli that we're talking about there in the brisa, it's not a regular dli that's tamei. Really, the dli is tar inside. We're treating it tamei l'chumra. Why? A tamei liquid touched the outside of the kli. And that's why we require, the Rabbanan require, that the outside be nitma, put in the mikvah. So we want to make sure that even the top edges, the rim of the kli, is going to get in the mikvah. So that's why we make the whole dli go into the mikvah. But that is a chumra. So because it's a chumra bichlal, so that's why we wouldn't require rowin, we would just require row. That's why it would be enough. De medina sagilu bichaldu. So really, bichaldu, you don't need any amount of the inside The inside doesn't even need tefillah. For Rabbanan u'degazer b'hud, the Rabbanan where it goes there, that you should be tovel yafes so that it would even go onto the edges. Dilma chayis alayu, v'lo ma'avtelei, right? Or v'lo matvelei, right? Maybe you'll be choshes that you won't want to get it wet inside, you won't want to get even the rims wet, and therefore, we make a gzeira, dilma chayis alayu v'lo matvelei, but even the ikari buya lo tzarach. But once you have a rove, so that's enough of a chumra, because it's not even me'ikar hadin. Okay, period. Right, well, it's a little bit to inyani kashrus, where one has to kasher a big pot. What has to kasher a big pot? You don't have another pot to put it in, so that we know that as long as you boil the water over and it goes over the rim is also included. Right? So here too, you have to be mitaher, not kashering, but be mitaher the rim. And the Rabbanan made something that made a halacha to make sure that we are matbil the rim as well. We go over inside. Okay, Amar Rava. We can spend a long time on the next line of the Gemara. We'll just mention a couple of ideas relating to the sugyas of Yaradeya. Amar Rava. Amar Rabbanan B'tayma, V'yamar Rabbanan B'ruba, V'yamar Rabbanan B'chazusa. Sometimes the Rabbanan, Tosas points out, it doesn't really mean the Rabbanan, the Din's Rabbanan. It means the rabbis explain the Din in the Araisa. Sometimes the Rabbanan and the Torah say that you need Tam, you know that, and that's exactly what's going to have an effect. And if you don't have the tam, then it would be batel, what we might call shishim, right? Because that with the usual amount that we assume is going to be the tam will be batel. V'amar Rabbana Baruba, and some say rove. V'amar Rabbana Chazusa, and some say it has to do with the color. Something that has to do with the color, like tfilas mikvah, will be totally on appearance. Let's just read the line, and then we will talk about it. Min b'sheino mina b'tayma. Min b'sheino mino, if you have two items that have an effect on each other, because it's min b'sheino mino, then you would go by tam. If one is no say tam in the other, if the isser is no say tam in the heter, that is usser. No say tam, that's min b'sheino b'tayma, right? That's the sugya of tam ki'ikr, right? That we will talk more about that. That's where tam takes an effect. Min b'mino b'ruba. But if it's min b'mino, where tam is not an issue, so then beruba, then you would go by the rove. And hey, chadika chazusa, and in a sugya where the appearance is something that plays an effect, so then b'mara, then it would go by what it looks like, as our sugya has been talking about. Okay, so the pashtas of the Gemara and the pashtas of many sugyas, again, and each of these are large topics. We're just going to mention a few ideas. But the simple understanding, how do you define min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino? The simple understanding is, goes by taste. Goes by, here it says, min b'mino, so that taste wouldn't make a difference. Min b'she'eno mino, taste does make a difference. If you look at Simen Sadiches, Sif Beis, so that is a machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach. The Ramah and the Shach. Let's just read for the beginning of the Si'if. We'll do a couple of Si'ifim in Yaradeya today. In Simen Sadiches, says the Shulchan Aruch, Im nis'arev min b'mino, v'nishpach. If you had a mixture of min b'mino, one the Isser Beheter, and it spilled out, be'inyin she'ein yecholon la'amod alav, and it spilled out, and you can't know, l'sha'aro, im noda she'haya rubo heter. You don't know if it was rov heter. By min b'mino, you go by rov, as the Gemara just said. And you don't know, though. It's spilled out, and you can't figure it out with all the ways that you usually figure it out. Right? You don't know. You don't know. Shayarubo heter, mutter, vim lo no da shayarubo heter, usser. So, if you can't know, sheyichola, but love the sharo, im no da shayarubo heter, mutter. So, if you don't know, so then, it is mutter, v'im lo noda, shayarubo heter, if you know for sure, v'im lo noda, shayarubo heter, aser. Okay, we're not going to get into that halacha right now. But then the Ramah adds, u'le'inyin min b'mino, azlinan baser shma. Says the Ramah, you go after how it's halachically categorized. Azlinan baser shma, im hu shave, havi min b'mino, avolo azlinan baser taima, im hu shave olo. Rama says you don't focus, you don't go by the taste, you go by the status, the shame. That is what the Rama says, and the Shach is not happy about it in his comments here. He says, no, you go by the taste. That's what Many Gemaras give off the impression you don't go by the status, and our Gemara is one of those Gemaras that give off the impression here. That just read you a couple of lines again. It's a long shach. Nafochu to ba'kol as linan basar taima de emeno shave b'taima afal gav de shave b'shma mikom akom kiva de nosi tam beheter v'nefach aheter lios kulo iser aser v'natora achishim. The taste is what makes the difference. V'hilkach b'nishvach as linan l'chumra. Right, if it's the same taste, even if it's not shave in the legal what you call it, by min b'shed amino, you would go l'kula, min b'amino, you have to be more machmer. Right, that's where a lot of the sugyas come up. And he continues and discusses. That's the machlokas number one between the Ramah and the Shach. Min b'mino, bim b'shein amino. How do you define them? Do you go by shame? Do you go by tam? That's the machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach. Number one. Number two. Tosfos here discusses, among other places, whether the principle of tam ki'ikr, the taste giving off into the mixture, whether that is a dinda arisa or a dinda rabbanan. Rashi in Meseches Chulin, Tosfos quotes it right here, Rashi in Chulin Daf Sadiches, goes through, based on a number of sources, that the sugya of principle of tam ki'ikr is dirabbanan. Is dirabbanan. And really, and he quotes a couple of Gemaras, and Tosfos, right, he quotes the Lo Nizkal Tam Ki'ikr to Bekadshim Aser, V'Hakashari, right, Zeo Lemute Shar Kach, V'Vachulet Shaper Gemiri Mina, the Kalkai Malon Me'achei Rav Lahatos to Bali Beruba. No, you say Batal Barov, you don't say Tam Ki'ikr on a D'Oraisa level. And Tosfos, the question is how to understand a Gemara in Mesechas Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Zayin, but Tosfos and Rov Rishonim hold that no, Tam Ke'ikr is D'Oraisa. It's based on a number of psukim. Well, that's what the Gemara says in Psachim, Adab Mem Dal and Mabes. The Gemara says, maybe Tam Ke'ikr, Rabbi Kiva Tam Ke'ikr Minole, Yolav Ibasa Bechalov. First possibility, basa b'chalav, right? If I have a little taste of the meat in milk or milk in my meat, let's say the simpler case, a little taste of milk in my fleshik tavshil, so that's aser, right? That's basa b'chalav. Lav taima ba'almahu va'aser, hachanami lo shna, right? That's the first possibility, psachim mem dalet. In the Gemara that says, maybe that can't be a model because that is a chiddush, right? What does chiddush always mean? Tosi vamav stav samach and elsewhere. Chiddush means davar hasozer as a klal, something that goes against the general principle of the Torah. Not, we wouldn't have known it without the Torah, because that's most mitzvos, we wouldn't have known without the Torah. But only certain mitzvos are called chidushim by Chazal. So basal chalav is one of those. It is a rule breaker. How is it a rule breaker? You have two things that are mutter that come together and then become aser, or two things that only are aser if they're cooked together, not if they're just mixed together. Different ways why we would assume it's a chiddush. But that knocks out possibility number one for the source of tam ki'ikr. What's another source of tam ki'ikr? Giulei nachrim. Giulei nachrim, Parshas Matos. When Klal Yisrael come and have to take the kelim of Midian, they have to kasher them. There's no food there. It's only the tam inside the kelim. Giulei nachrim, lav taima ba'almahu va'aser, hachanami, lo shana. See here too. And the Rabbanan again say, maybe that's a chiddush, because we usually say, nosi tam lefgam is mutter, gamrita minavela, and then we would say that's aser, so maybe, it's only by ben yomos. Okay, either way. That is the sugya of Tam Ki'ikr, and we assume, Tosfos here assumes, like most Rishonim, that it is an Isser D'Oraisa. Right in the middle of Tosfos, the eighth line, V'yef Shalomar Kain, after quoting Rashi, who says it's D'Rabbanan, K'demuchav B'Shvaitzin, like our Gemara seems to say, U'mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, and he calls Rabbeinu Tam, D'min B'Shein Omino Mi D'Oraisa, B'Taima, Denafgalon mi Mishras. You learn it from Mishras, from the sugya of the wine of a Nazir. Min b'mino baruba. That is that's the machlokas Rishonim between Tosfos and many other Rishonim and Rashi, whether Tam Ki'ikr is Daraisa or it is Darabanan. The Rambam Shita is not 100% clear. The Rambam in Machalas Asuros, the Kesef Mishnah assumes the Rambam holds like Rashi. Right, the Rambam says in Hilchot Machalas Asuros, Perek Tezov al-Habeis, Ketzad, giving the example of after he quoted the principles of Bittul, Chela Vaklayos, Shenafalo Toch Agrisev, Vinimoach Hakol, you have something treif, Chela Vaklayos, that fell into a pot of porridge, and it got totally dissolved. Toa Menes Agrisev, you taste it. Im lo nimsav en tam chelev hare elu mutar. And if it, you don't, can't taste the chelev, mutar. V'im nimsa bahem tam chelev v'haya bahen mamasho. And if it tastes like chelev and the mamashus of chelev is in the mixture, hare elu asuri bin hatorah. Then it is also daraisa. Nimsa bahem taimo v'lo haya bahen mamasho. But if it's only the tam, meaning, let's say it fell in and then you took it out. So now all it is it tastes like it, but you don't have any mamushes in there. You don't have what we might say, the iser of kezayas b'chtei achilas pras. The Rambam says, hare elu asurin midivrei sofrim. That is asur midirabanan. That is what the Rambam says here. And the Kesef Mishnah says, oh, so what do you see from here? It must be the Rambam holds like Rashi. That is the Kesef Mishnah. We just try the words. Kesef Mishnah says, because of those who shall be good enough, that Rashi suffered time of the Moshe, the Mitzvah, the Rabbanan, for a bit of time suffered to be the Rice of Mitzvah, the Arichu, Barayos, Kal Echad Mehem, the Das Rabbeinu, Kirashi. Right? That's what, if you just read this Rambam, you get that impression, but that is, a discussion. The Minaf Gemino, when the Tom Kicker is the Rice of the Rabbanan, well, you might say, an Onesh, you might say that, you might not say that, as we'll see in a second. Be'ezras Hashem, but you might say Pashas, it's the Onesh, or you might say Suffolk. You have Suffolk, right? That's the case here in the Shulchan Aruch that we read before quickly. Shulchan Aruch, Sivin Samaches, Siv Beis, if you're not sure whether it was Batel or not. If it's Daraisa, so then you would say something L'chumra. If it's Rabbanan, L'kula. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Let's start off with the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Aleph there. Sivin Samaches, Siv Aleph. Iser Shinis Arif Beheter. Min Bishaino Mino. Right, let's go with the Shach's definition. Right, it tastes different. An Isser that falls into Heter, Mim Shein Omino. Kigon, Chelev Shin Isarev Bebasar. Yitamenu, Yatimenu Oveg Ochavim. The Oveg Ochavim should taste it. Right, you can't taste it. You don't know what it tastes like. If it tastes like a treif, it's treif. So you have to give it to a guy. Yitamenu Oveg Ochavim, that's a big sugi in Mesechas Chulin. Give it to a guy, and you ask him, what does it taste like? Im Omer Shein Botam Chelev. Oh, I'm sorry, this is Chalav. Chalav. Sometimes you don't know if it's chalav or chalav. This is chalav. Milk and meat. Right? Chalav shezari bebasar. So, if he says that there is no tam chalav, o sheomer sheyesh bo tam elashu pagim, or he says, there is a tam, but it's a putrid tam, mutter. That's mutter. V'hu shelo yesof al hashpiach, as long as it's pagum totally. It's not going to end up being mishubach, let's say you would add other ingredients. V'tzarech shelo yada shesomchen alav, and that goy has to be someone who does not know that you are relying on him. What we might call mesiach lefituma, right? He doesn't know that he is being relied on. V'im ein shelo v'kachavim letomo, and what happens if you don't have a goy? Misharina b'shishim. Right, that's what we say, shishim. Shishim, we assume, knocks out tam. V'chein, that's if it's min b'she'en omino. V'chein imu min b'mino. What about min b'mino? Kiman delek alavekim b'tayimah misharbina b'shishim. And midurabanan, possibly, min b'mino, even if you want to say daraisa, is batal barov, but if you, because there is no tam, misharbina b'shishim, you measure it with shishim. V'ein o'agim achshav l'svoch o'vikochavim, masharbina kol b'shishim, as the Ramah adds, again, we'll have to get to that, Bez Hashem and Chulin, we don't rely, we don't have, give it to Goyim these days, we just rely on shishim. So then you get the Siv base. That's what I read quickly before. So this is where it gets into the issue whether top kickers daraisa derabanan. Im nisarev min bemino. V'nishpach be'inyin she'en yuchon la'amod alav l'sharo. So there's no tam, because it's min bemino. So then, im noda she'erubo heter mutter v'im lo noda v'chulu. But then the second half of that halacha. Aval im nisarev b'she'en omino. Min b'she'en omino. So now what do you do? V'nishpach be'inyin she'en yuchon la'amod alav l'sharo. And it's spilled out. So you don't know. You can't measure it, whether it's shishim. Afilu noda she'erubo heter usher. Even if you know it was Rove Heter's Usser. Why? Because you know it was Rove, but you don't know if it was Shishim. So there's a something about the Tom here, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Usser. V'im nis'arev b'mino, u'b'she'eno mino, if you have mino and b'she'eno mino, so then you have another sugya of Rowan, which is not our issue right now. But that's the sugya, right? Even if it's Rubo Heter, one has to be Machmir, assuming that it could be a Savik Daraisa, and that's why Savik Daraisa Luchomra. There is another Fika Yam and Chilik Beis Simalam Beis here talks also about another Nafkamina of a Chola. Is it better to eat just the Tom of an Isser? Is that any better than eating a regular Isser? So again, if you say Tom Kicker is Daraisa, so then you, and it's fully Daraisa, then you might say there's really no difference. You wouldn't apply the principle of Machilin Oso, Hakal Hakal. But there is another Shita. Again, according to Rashi, Tom Kicker is Darabanan, and therefore, you would only get Malkus Daraisa if you ate, and the Rambam maybe also, if you ate a Kizayis, Mechtechilas Pras, if you actually ate that amount of Isser, not just the Tom of the Isser. That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan in Mesechas of Adazara, Daf Samach Zayin. Rabbi Yotab says no. Right? Tom Kaker is Daraisa, meaning the Isser is Nefach Leheter. And therefore, once it's Tom, so then you would get Malkus even on a Kazayas from the Taroves. Right? Even if it's not, from the original Isser, Kazayas Bechleachilas Pras. There is another Shita. The Rimi Orleans and the Rivid. The Rimi Orleans is quoted right here in the middle of Tosfos. Maybe it's Asur Daraisa, but it's still not Malkus. It's Asur Daraisa, but you're still not a full-fledged. Tom Kicker is Daraisa, but it's still not like the exact Iker. It's Tom Ki-Iker, but it's not Mamish Ki-Iker. Rabbi Yosef Doralitz Hayem Afarish, right in the middle of Tosis. Delakach lo laki atam Ki-Iker. Afilu Shalobamino. Right, you're not going to get Malkus, even in Shlom Amino. To Rabbi Yochanan, Savalak Rabbi Akiva, the Yalach Miki Uli Ov de Kochavim, Veleka Ela Asei, the Ta'aviru Ba'esh. Right, what's the source? It tells us that maybe it's only a Pasuk. Ta'aviru Ba'esh, the Matzach Liban Vagala. Rabbi Yotam Eshel, Rabbi Yotam says, what are you talking about? That's the tip off. That Pasuk might be the Gilui in the Torah that there's a concept. But once you say Tom Kicker, look what Rabbi Yotam says, the Isbal Lamemar Ahadre, Le'isure, or Ahadre Le'isure Kama. Oh, Bachlokes, even within Tom Ke'ikr Daraisa, when the Torah is Megala, the Tom Ke'ikr Daraisa, does that mean, now we know that that's really the Isser? What we call Ahadre Le'isure Kama, it goes back to the original Isser, and we say, no, it's a new Isser. Right, what do we say? So that's the machlokas between the Rimi Orleans here and the Ravid versus the Rabbeinu Tam. Do we say it is the original Isser? It is like the original Isser or not? Rabbeinu Tam says yes, that it's a Hadri Lisur Kama, right? Sugyo that comes up in Meseches Beitza. But this is the root issue. Reb Chaim talks about this also in the Rachal Rambam, in Ilkos Bachalos Asuros in Perek Tezvav. Right, and this is the Sugya, the question of the Achronim. Even if you say Tam Kiker is Daraisa, is that an Isser Mechudash, or is that the Isser of every Usser item to eat? Meaning, when I say Tav Ke'ikr, so is there on the scorecard in Shamayim, in Nevela, and in Shrefa, and in Chazir, and in Chalef, is there a special Tav Ke'ikr section on each of those scorecards, and it has a separate section because it's not the original Isser. It's not like eating, there's eating Nevela and then there's eating Tom Kicker of Nevela. And it's an Isser Mechudash. Do we say that? Or we say no. Once we say Tom Kicker, that is the Isser. Right? Once you have the Tarovis, it has the status of the Isser and it wouldn't be a separate Chedisha. You don't need a separate area on the scorecard. So again, you could ask this question even within Rabbeinu Tam. Even within Rabbeinu Tam, and you would get Malkus, you still might be able to ask the question. But it's simpler to say that this is goof of the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rimi Orleans. That if you say you're going to get Malkus, then it's mamish the Isser. And if you say that you're not going to get Malkus, then you would not say ahadre l'isur kama. It is an Isser mechudash. Yet all of these formulations of the Chakira are related. Is it an Isser mechudash or is it not? Do you say ahadre l'isur kama or is it not? Do we say, another formulation, based on Reb Chaim and others, do we say that Tam Ke'ikr means that Bittul doesn't take place? Is that what Tam Ke'ikr prevents? You don't say Bittul? Or, even if you say Bittul, right, it's still going to be Usser. Even if Bittul took place, you still say it's going to be Usser. Again, these are all different formulations in this sukkah. Okay, let's continue. That is little bit. Again, obviously there's a lot in the sugya of Tom Kicker, Yaradeya, but we'll leave that for now. Let's continue now. Upliga de Rebbe Elazar. So now we're going back to on yesterday's daf. Who's arguing on Rebbe Elazar? Reish Lakish said yesterday on Ayin Ches Amid Aleph, Reish Lakish said, Isurim Mevatlin Ze Etze. Reish Lakish says, if somebody is eating a kazayas of various isurim together, pigle, noser, tame, that you were bolal zeba zeba achlan pater. Reish Lakish has a big chiddush, you're pater if you eat isurim together. Why? Because each will be mevatel the other one, and you won't have enough in your mouth. All the saliva and all the chewing would be mevatel each other. E efshar shelo yarbe min al chaveiro v'yivatlenu. That's Rabbi Reish Lakish's shita, isurin mevatlin ze et ze in your mouth. So the Gemara says now Rabbi Elazar is going to argue on that. Upligad Rabbi Elazar, Dom Rabbi Elazar, kishem she'ein mitzvos mevatlo zu azu, kach ein isurin mevatlin zu azu. Just like mitzvos aren't mevatel each other, so too isurin aren't mevatel each other. Where do we see mitzvahs not mevatel each other? What are you talking about? A mitzvah? How do you have a mitzvah, a bittel? We spoke about 2 days ago, certain items that are not subject to bittel, like mammon. We spoke about the Gemara in Beitzah, right? That's why maybe hektish isn't batel. Mammon is not batel, right? Isurim are batel. So what about mitzvos? What about averos? So that's this sugya here. So Rabbi Elazar says, mitzvos are not mevatel each other. Where do we have mitzvos being mevatel? Man Shabbos le da'amar e mitzvos mevatel zu azu. Who is the one that says mitzvos are mevatel each other? Hillel he. It is the sheet of Hillel, who we are familiar with from the Seder. Hillel he Titania. The Brisa says, Amr alav al Hillel Azakein. Right, we know that we'd said about Hillel, the elder, Hillel Azakein, Sheyakarchen Rabasachas. He used to wrap them all together and used to have his korech, right, the Shidu Gemetzes takes out the word Zakein, al Hillel Sheyakarchen Rabasachas, va'ochlan mishum shenemar, al matzos umroim yochluhu. You should eat with matzah and marar, that's why you used to put it all together, make it into a sandwich, that's what we do, as we know, at the Seder. What do you wrap together? Karchan, you wrap it all together. What do you wrap together? So you look at Rashi here. Rashi's girsa is here. He has girsa. Hayakorech Pesach Matzah Umarar Bebasachas. Right? You put it all together. Pesach Matzah and Marar, and you don't worry that the taste of one is going to be mevatel the other one, especially the taste of the Marar, as Rashi says here. V'loasi tam Marar mevatel le tam Matzah. Right, you're not worried about that. So Rashi here says, Pesach Matzah Marar, that's the impression also Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos all give there in Pesachim. Daf Kuf Tesvav, when this comes up, that what Hillel used to do is he used to wrap all of them. He used to wrap Pesach, Matzah, Marar all together. If you look at the Rambam in Ches Tesvav, if you look in Hilchos Chavitzu Matzah, if you look at Rabbi Chananel, he seems to say that no, you don't wrap the Pesach, you just wrap the Matzah and the Marar. Rambam says here, Veda Mavarech al Nitilas Yadayim, he's talking about the Seder, and then he says you have two kikaros, that's the Rambam Shita, that you have two and not three with one broken one, because you need Lechem Mishnah. V'acharkach korech matzah umarar ke'echad. Umetavel bacharoses, umavarech. So the bracha, shekazor al achilas matzos, and he says, this is what we used to do in the times of the Mikdash, we're not familiar with that bracha. That's the Rambam Shita. But he says clearly when he talks about the wrapping it together, he does not say anything about the carbon also being involved. And the Kesef Mishnah here also discusses that Shita of the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah here says it. Magen Mishnah says Korach Matzah Kupirish Zeo Bemikdash VeNechloku BeGemara Shehilo Korach Basachas VeChokin Olav Chaveira VaAmar Afilu Zeb Bnei Zeb Bnei Atzmo UbeGemara Choshu LeDivrei Hillel UBeZek Kasev Rabbeinu Apricha KeHillel VeKasev. And he says Imach Matzah Bnei Atzmo VeChulu. And he says Ashad It Lo Idbar Hilchasa Lo Kehilav Lo Karabanan. That's what the Gemara says, and therefore that's the Rambam Shita. But either way, he leaves out Pesach. So machlokas whether Pesach is included. That's Hillel, as we know. Al matzos umrorim yochluhu imsachim kuf tezvav. Halacha l'maisa bizmanazeh. What do? We know we do both. Why do we do both? Because we don't want one to be mevatel the other one. What do you mean? Hillel's not worried about mitzvos being mevatel mitzvos, but especially today the poskim say mar bizmanazeh drabanan. Matav Ezbana says Daraisa. So that's why we can't just do Hillel, because it could be that the Mitzvah Darabana, the Maror, we don't want it to be Mevatel, the Mitzvah Daraisa of Matzah. So that is why we do it separately and we do it together. We do it both. Hashad Dolo Idmar Hilchas Alok Hillel Alok Rabbanan Mevarech Alachilas Matzah VeAchil V'Hadam Mevarech Alachilas Maror VeAchil V'Hadam VeAchil Matzah V'Chasa B'Hadi Adadi Below Bracha Zecher L'Mikdash Kehillel. That's the Gemara Im Sachim Daf Kuf Tezvav. And again, if you're medayik in the language of our Girsa, the Gemara, right? Pesach is not there. Pesach is not there. Good. Why is it? The question is asked, right, that Hillel brings, he brings a pasuk from Parshas Baloscha. What's a pasuk from Pesach Sheni? There are many psukim in Parshas Bo that we could quote and elsewhere for the mitzvah of eating matzah. And Marer, why do we dafka quote a pasuk from Pesach Sheni by Midbar Perek Tes, al matzah zemarom yachluhu? So there is a halachic issue and there is a musar issue. If you look at the musar issue, there is a, I think it was Chlishi Arim, I don't remember, that said that we're eating at the Seder. We're eating at the Seder, which means we still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. When we're eating this matzah and Zechel HaMikdash Kehillel, it's only a Zecher, right? What they used to do in the Zman HaMikdash. So we daf kakot the pasuk about Pesach Sheni, we also say L'kaye Mashenemar. That's the language in the Haggadah. We want to be Mekayim, where it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah that by the time Pesach Sheni comes around, in a month from now, after the Seder, we're in the Mikdash. Right? We quote a Pesach Sheni pasuk because we don't want to just have the Zechel of Mikdash Gehillel. We want to actually be in the Mikdash. And that is why we use the pasuk of Pesach Sheni. If you look at the Chassam Sofer deals with the question about Pesach Sheni, and he says there's a fundamental difference between Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Again, a big topic, but let's just see the words of the Chassam Sofer here. It's in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem, in the first paragraph of the Tshuva. First paragraph of the Tshuva. So he says, he quotes, he's talking about the Rush in Maseches Pesachim that talk about why the Rush says, how do you know you need a Chazayis of Maror? Because the Bracha of Alachilas Maror, the language of the Bracha. So all the Befarshim ask, because of the Bracha is the Rabbanan. Right, why don't you just say that there's a lashon of achila in the Torah? So says the Chassam Sofer. Kol amarti beparshas bo bePesach Rishon ksiv vaachlu as habasar v'alayla hazeh tzliyesh umatzos al marorim yochluhu. Eat this basar, eat this karban al matzos umarorim yochluhu. We'll get back to that. In Parshas Baloscha by Pesach Sheni, it says al matzos umarorim yochluhu. Via hefresh kala havin bePesach Rishon ika mitzvos asay baachilas Pesach b'fnei atzmo ubaachilas matzah b'fnei atzmo. Right. Besides, it says even in this pasuk, it's the lashon of achila by the basar v'achlos habasar v'alazeh, and it's liyesh umatzos, and then matzos al marorim yochlu. So what's the yochlu going on? It's going on the matzah too. Ach maror eino mitzvos asay b'fnei atzmo ela tafel lePesach. Al king siv mitzvahs asei eshel achila al shneim Pesach u'matzah v'yamar al marorim yochlu shne elu. Maror is tafel to the Pesach and to the matzah, but it uses a lashon of eating by the Pesach and the matzah and not the maror. Nimsa ksiv achila bePesach u'matzah v'lo b'maror. Amnav bePesach sheni. What does it say about Pesach sheni? The pasuk that we just quoted. Gam haMatzah tefela lePesach. Right. It's all about the Pesach. Even the matzah becomes tafel. Ochal Pesach Sheni, eino ochal matzah. If you don't have a karban, there's no reason for eating the matzah. The alkei kasuv al matzos umarorim yochlu lePesach. V'lo ksiv achila ela a Pesach v'lo a matzah umaror. And that's why, that's the difference in the lasha. Umikal makom. So the mitzvah maror is never an ikker mitzvah. It's always tafel to either the Pesach, which we have on Pesach Sheni, or to the Pesach and the matzah, as we have on Pesach Rishon. Mikal makom. Aba gabzol ksiv achila behedia, but maror lo berishon v'lo b'sheni. So it never uses the lasha of achila by maror explicitly. Mikal makom vade debay kezayis. The iskish lematzah vePesach. You obviously need a kezayis because it's hukash to Pesach and matzah respectively. Ela she'ein ani yichol lahotzi lahamsiz emilibenu. But we can't. Chazal didn't say this hekish. So where we're going to say it, the Rabbanan are just going to say it. That's why the Rush quotes the bracha
to reflect that Chazal had this intuition and this understanding. Doesn't mean just from the exact lashon of the bracha, but it means that reflects how Chazal understood the mitzvah. But then he has one more line, which is what's related to us now. This also answers by Hillel. Why do we quote the pasuk in Baalosch and not Bo? What's the chiddush? We're trying to bring this as a raya to mitzvos einem mevatlo zu et zu. So this is a great raya because it's saying even when you have two tefillim, the batza and the maror, eina mevatlim kizayis echad shel pesach. Shehu iker tfei to mikol makom mitzvas mikri u mitzvas ein mevatlim zu et zu elu divrei elu tvarai sham. This is what I hold. He's assuming that you're eating the Pesach also, not like the Rambam, but assuming like the Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashbam that you're eating the Pesach also in there and mitzvas ein mevatlim zu et zu. That's why we call the pasuk in Baloska. But again, it's the yesod that we learn out from the Chasam Sofer relating to the Pesach Rishon versus Pesach Shleini. Tosas also says here on the bottom, if you're just going to do Hillel, right, Bizman Abayis, or Yishloshan Daraisa, as the Gemara said, where I said, if it's Drabana, Bizman, then we would do both. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, turning over. Charson Shelzav Vizava. We said we're going to get back to this. The Charsa, what does that mean? A zav, let's say there is a avit shel mei raglayim, a urinal, avit shel mei raglayim, a bowl, a kli, that a zav and a zava had put, and their mei raglayim went into, and you have a shard, a cheres of that kli. So, the mei raglayim, we assume, was absorbed into that kli, and the mei raglayim of a zav that we mentioned earlier is also an afatoma. So the question is, how do you clean that? If a person carries, right, it's the metame b'masa. If a person carries that piece, so then they are metame themselves b'masa. So how do you get rid of the absorption? So charsin shelzav vizava pam rishon v'sheni tame. If you clean it with once, if you clean it twice, it's still going to be tame. That's not good enough to get out what is nivla. Right, Rashi says kibsu beis pa'amin tame shadayin lo paltu mimei raglayim shabo veinecha mayne azav shlishi tahar. But the third time is tar. We assume the third time gets it out if you put water in there. And this only applies by water. If you put water in there, so then it can get it out with the three times. But if you didn't put water in there, but instead you had the Merag Layim of a different person, a Tahar person, would that get out the Merag Layim of a Zav? No. Afilu Asiri Tame, even 10 times as Tame. Why? Rashi, Min Bamino Lo Batel. Min Bamino Lo Batel, like Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov Omer? No. Shlishi Avomi Shalom Nasla Tocha Mayim Tahar. The third time is going to be make it tar, even if it is not water, even if it's Beirag Lai. Says the Gemara, Man Shamas Leder Min Bemino Lo Batil. Who is the author, the first, the Tanakama of this Tosefta, that says Min Bemino Lo Batil, the Meirag Layim of a tar will not be Mevatel, the Meirag Layim of a Zav, to get it out? Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Min Bemino Lo Batil, as we had. But Veraminu, let me ask you a question from the following. Pishtan shetavaso nida masito tar. Pishtan, flax, nida, anisha nida, who is weaving. So the Mefarshim explained that she has to moisten the threads in order to be able to weave properly. So also the roke of a nida, any liquid of a nida, will, after she gets it wet, will make it tameh, and therefore it's absorbed also. So you have the case of the avit, where the meraglayim of a zav is absorbed, and here you have the spit of a nida that is also absorbed. So, says the Gebraisa, pishtan she tavato nida, masito tahar. Right, once it's moved, if you move it, tumas hesit, if you're trying to move it, it's tahar. Why? Rashi, shahara yavash harok, it dried up. Umisha yavash in a matame. And once it dries up, it's not matame. That's the halacha. The halacha is only moist yarok is tame, but dry yarok is not an avatoma. Continue vim hayalach masito tame, mishamash kepia. But if it is still moist, so then if you move it, even without touching it, is going to be tamei because of the liquid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afarotvo b'mayim tamei mishamashke pia v'afilu tuva. Right, says Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's wet, if you moisten it in water, it's still going to be tamei, even if you put a lot, even more than three times. Rabbi Yehuda says, right? So that's the question. He said this tamei even if a lot many times. But I thought he said the Tanakama in the earlier Tosafta, in the earlier Brisa, was that, right, if you can't be mevatel it, right? So how do you, why isn't this batel? Amar Rav Papa, shiny roke to karir. Roke is different because it penetrates deeply, as Rashi explains here, and therefore it's harder to get out. Even if you wash it three times, it's not going to get out. Good. That's finishing up that min bemino discussion. The tum of Azav and Azava, we've quoted in the past, and it came up recently that not only are all the liquids of Azav mitame, but as we know, there's a special din by Zav that the mishkav or the moshav of Azav or the merkav of Azav that he sits on, then that becomes an avatuma like his avatuma, and it's going to be matame adam v'kelim, even a mishkav and a moshav, a very strong avatuma. And this usually tuma goes down a little level, it gets a little weaker as it transfers. But by a mishkav azav, it does not transfer. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that by a mishkav or a moshav azav, you don't even have what you usually have by transference of tuma. You have a mitame and a nitma. You have a power that the source of the tuma and the recipient. Usually, and that's why usually it goes down. Here, you don't have that. He suggests that when a Zav sits on a chair, that he's not being Matami the chair, he is being Magdir the chair. Now the chair is called a Mishkav HaZav. Once the chair is a Mishkav HaZav, halachically, by definition, that's what Mela, Navatuma, like a Sheretz. What makes a Sheretz Tame? Hashem. A Sheretz is a reality. Once you have that reality, so then it's Matame. So to a Mishkav HaZav, all a Zav does, or a Nida, they create the reality of Mishkav HaZav, or Merkav HaZav. Once they do that, then Mamela, it becomes Tame, because that's the reality of a Mishkav HaZav. That's how it won't go down a level. That's why it doesn't go down, it just goes across. That's the principle. Okay, weiter. Nisari b'dam mapsulim yishavech la'am avaykam iflagi. So remember the Mishnah, we had machlokes in the last line, right? We had all cases of mixtures back on Ayin Chesam and Aleph, Ayin Zayinim Abeis. All the mixtures we say roin, but the last line said if it gets mixed up, if you have dam kosher that gets mixed up with dam psulim, or dam, then you have to yishavech la'ama. B'dam tamsis yishavech la'ama. Rabbi Eliezer machshir. Eliezer is machshir in that case. So why is that? What's the nekudas of machlokes? Says the Gemara Maika Miflagi. What's this machlokes about? Amar Zvid begozrin gzera b'mikdash kemiflagi. The machlokes is this is only an iser derabanan, right? So the fact that we say they have to be shofech la'ama, right? But gozrin gzera b'mikdash kemiflagi. Mar savar gozrin, mar savar lo gozrin. What's the issue? What's the issue? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, right? Do you have a counter pressure here? If you make a gzera, then you're going to be mafsid kachim. Shalo yafsid es elu bishvil siyag d'achayim kamifligi. So, are we gozer in the mikdash here with this chashash of hefsid kachim? The Tanakama says we do make a gzera. What's the gzera here? If you allow the kohen to use this dam, Tam Kama Savar Gozrin, second to last skinny line, Hilkach. Nis Ari Dam Kasha Badam Pasolo Badam Tamsis, Viafalpish Aim Bipsovalo Batamsis Kazilavatalas Akasher. Even if you don't have too much of the problematic Dam, you still have to pour it out. Gzeira, you might come to use it even if you have a lot of Dam Pasol. Right, so do you make that gzera? So Tanakama says, yeah, you make the gzera. Goes the gzera by mikdash. Mar Savar goes in. Umar Savar. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, you don't make a gzera, and you can use it because it is not so. It is not so shchiach. Rav Papa Amar Dekuli Amar Gozrin. No, everybody would say you usually make the gzera. V'hachav Adam Tamsis Matsui L'Rabos Adam Anefesh Kamiflagi. The machlokas is how common it is. You would make the gzera, but if it's something is something very uncommon, then you don't need to make a gzera for it. Mar Savar Shchiach. The Tanakama says Shchiach. Therefore, you shouldn't make a gzera for it. Well, Mar Savar Lo Shchiach. You should not make a gzera that Dam Tamsis would be. There's so much Dam Tamsis in there, and therefore, what's the principle? We know from the beginning of Beitza, Milsa Delo Shchicha Lo Gazer Be'Rabanan. Rabbanan weren't gozer on something that is uncommon. So the Gemara ends off. Bishlo, Rav Papa, Yodasi, and Rav Papa, the second one, Haida the Tani, the Tzari, Bedama, Psulani, Shavik La'ama, Bedama Tamsa, Shavik La'ama. I understand why the two lines are broken up in the Mishnah. Because the first line has no machlokas, the second line has a machlokas about it. Right, and that's why the second line is said separately. El Rav Zvid, Lir Vinu, Velistin. You open to Rav Zvid, he argues on both. So why don't you just put them together? So Kasha, so we don't have an answer to that question. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, next time we get into issues of Bal Tigra and Bal Tosif, that'll be the next Mishnah, as we will get into on Daf Pei. Okay, we will stop here. And again, today's shiur was sponsored by Refuah Shleima, Tinok ben Rachel Esther, and Eliot Tzvi Alevi ben Malka.